Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We've had a lot of Shedeur Sanders talk this week. The Browns have the number two pick. Shedeur is seen as either the number one or number two quarterback prospect in the game. And we've had, we clearly have... We've drawn lines on the show so far on Shedeur, but to get some perspective of somebody that's watched him up close here, we're going to welcome on former Colorado head coach, current color analyst for the Buffaloes program here, Gary Barnett on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Appreciate it. This is a pretty interesting topic you got going on.
It's been divisive. It's been interesting. I'm just curious in terms of kind of your experience and what you've seen from Shedeur in kind of what your experience has been with him the last 2 years at Colorado.
Well, it's an interesting, the whole Deion Sanders takeover at Colorado has been really interesting. I think you have to understand that Deion has built this thing from so far from outside in. And he got a great number of skilled kids, both sides of the ball, especially on offense, and really renewed those skilled kids this year going into the second year. But the area that has been, I don't want to say neglected, but just hasn't had the same amount of traction or the same amount of maybe work done is in the offensive line. And so Shedeur Sanders is a really interesting kid. He's 96 sacks in 2 years. There aren't a lot of quarterbacks who have had to endure that and yet operate at the level that he's operated at. So, at first, when I go to every practice, especially during the summer in August, I don't get to all the practices once the game starts. But I do get there all summer as I'm watching things develop. And, he's gone from a guy that I didn't know for sure to a guy that I really do trust and really admire how tough he is and his attention to detail and his coachability. His knowledge of the game and his working relationship with Pat Shurmur, who became the offensive coordinator about the last two or three games a year ago, and then was full-time this year. So, and I've watched him from the college angle because, I know that a lot. I know it well. The professional angle, that's somebody else's deal. But from the college angle, he really has been able to do everything that a top-notch college quarterback should be able to do. So I built a lot of respect for him.
How high do you think his ceiling is? Because you mentioned, I think it's a good point, you mentioned how much he's been able to grow even just in the couple years of Colorado. And, I mean, he started out as a three-star prospect. It's not like he was heralded as the world's greatest quarterback, and he's developed into, he's the most accurate quarterback in the FBS last year.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that's the one thing about him. He is really accurate. He makes really, I think, pretty good decisions. I think you could look at the fact that he was sacked 96 times or whatever it was and say that there's a percentage of those are his fault because he's trying to make a play. He's, you know, the fact that we could not run the ball meant that the only way we were going to move the ball at Colorado was going to be in some sort of air attack or him scrambling. And so he was sort of put in a bind. I can't imagine how good he would have been if we'd had an offensive line that could actually run the football and protect the quarterback. And, I mean, he was running for his life on most plays. So I think he's developed a lot. And I think the fact that he could put up the numbers that he has, I think maintain the respect of his teammates, which it seems to me is really remarkable. Given everything, so he's been pretty amazing in my eyes.
Gary Barnett on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, former Colorado head coach, now Buffalo's color analyst here. Time out, Shador Sanders. So from I know he's accurate in terms of like arm strength and power on his throws. How would you kind of describe that part of his game?
I don't think there's a throw he can't make. I really don't. We saw him make them all. We saw him make a lot of them on the run. When he was able to stay in a pocket and make a throw, there wasn't a throw he couldn't make. He's got good touch. You know, he's mobile enough. He could have, if he was going to subject himself to as a running quarterback, he certainly has the ability to be more of a running quarterback than he was. But they couldn't afford to lose that kid. I mean, we had nothing behind him. And so I don't think he didn't run because he didn't want to run. It's just because he was sort of coached up not to. But he's accurate. He's got a good arm strength. You know, he probably stays with some plays too long. But that's something that they'll coach out of him at the next level. But he's a smart dude. You know, he never comes out of the game. He takes a lot of shots, gets up, goes right back to the huddle. And like I said, a lot of respect for him.
Past couple of days, I've been pretty vocal in my support for Shador. And the kind of the response back that I keep seeing over and over again is like, well, we just had a circus here with Deshaun. Why do you want to bring another circus here with Deion and then Shador? But I wonder if the separation of the two, though. And is Deion going to be able to stay at Colorado and then Shador go off and live his life? Or do you feel like they're always in tandem? And is it the circus that people are describing back to me?
I don't know that any of us know whether they're going to be able to separate and go, but I would think so. I think Deion's going to be at Colorado for a couple more years. I think he'll be there as long as Rick George is the athletic director. I don't know whether Deion's style really transpires to the NFL, but I don't think of all the kids that could go, for example, when it looked like New York was going to have the first draft choice, of all the kids that could go into New York and survive out of college, Shador Sanders has been exposed to everything. And so he's going to be able to survive in whatever environment that he goes into because he is worldly. You know, you understand that he has done things in his life that no other quarterback has had the opportunity to do. So he's pretty well-rounded, and he's pretty much ready for anything that's out there.
Gary, this is kind of an in-the-weeds question, but in terms of Kevin Stefanski's offense, it's a lot of under-center, and it's a lot of under-center play action, and everything runs off the running game. At least that's what it was when the offense was any good here. It's been a couple years. But how much time has Shador spent under-center in Colorado, and how much play action do they do under center?
Well, they spent some time under center, but frankly, given the situation, he needed to be in the gun just to survive. And you know, we were not able to run the football neither year. I mean, we were the most ineffective running team in the country, and pretty much because of the failures in our offensive line, and it had nothing to do with anything else. And like I said earlier, I can't imagine really how productive that kid could have been if he had a run game and he had if he could in any way force the other team to defend two aspects of the game instead of just one. And so I think that's an easier adjustment than going the other way.
If you had the number two pick, would you take Shador or would you take Travis Hunter?
It depends on what I needed. You know, I mean, there isn't anything like Travis Hunter. And
whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You know, he's the quarterback is the most important player on the field these days, and I think you've got to go with quarterbacks if you can find one. And so I, you know, Travis Hunter is just a unique guy that is going to play wherever he goes. He's going to play and play a lot and play well. But you got to have a quarterback to win. And to me, you got to go with a quarterback as your first choice.
Gary, is he a better corner or is he a better wide receiver?
You know, that's a heck of a question because I think corners are harder to find. And there's guys who make some of the same plays that he makes on offense. But he is one spectacular athlete when it comes to that ball being in the air. It's amazing. It's his. I don't care whether he's playing offense or defense. He plays it that way. He was when I saw him the first time as a freshman, or actually was a redshirt freshman or sophomore, I said, that is the best football player I've ever seen, a skill athlete. And I'll say that to this day. And I'm old and long in the tooth, so I've seen a lot. But he's a heck of a player. I just think that I think there'll be chances in the NFL that people will go, look, he's playing corner for us, but he's our third or fourth best receiver. Let's play him in four receiver sets or five receiver sets or whatever it is. I think there'll be chances and opportunities for him to do both sides of the ball there.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting, because I feel like we've had a little bit of those discussions, like which would he do, which one would he be best at, but you think he can do both?
I think limited. I don't think he can play it like he did in college, but not because of he can't do it. It's just because I think the day-by-day work level and the preparation is more at your level than it is in college. You know, he could go out, as Dion could say, he'd go out and cover man-to-man coverage without ever going to a practice. But at that level, things are much more complicated, and I don't think he can just take on one and stay there or try to bounce back and forth between two. I think he's going to have to primarily be on one, but help out in other areas when you need a four or five receiver set or when you need a dime package if he's playing all offense. So he can help out. Now, can he play every down? No, not like he can in college.
Gary, I want to circle back to Shador because I kind of forgot about this. You know, he's got a personality, and there was the post-game exchange with the Colorado State quarterback. He's got a single out there, and that has led to some people worrying about his personality, or are there diva antics? Some of that might be that his dad had those questions too. Have you seen anything like that to indicate that the personality transition to the NFL might be a little bit more rocky?
I don't doubt that it would be a little more rocky. I mean, he's, you know, he does the whole thing with the watch. He does all these things, and a lot of that is, you know, the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree there. And so there's no question he's had the run of the show, and he's played the part. It, you know, the next level, he may not be able to do that. I don't think there's a problem with him adjusting to that, but he certainly has been able to be the guy and take part in all the stuff that the shenanigans you do when you're a bit of a diva.
So how do you weigh that versus the obvious physical talent? If you're the Browns or any other team?
I don't think, if you're asking me if Shedeur Sanders is a problem going into your organization, I say no. I think he's really well-rounded. I think that he's experienced a lot more than most kids have going in. And so I don't think there's a NFL situation that he couldn't go into, where I think there are situations that other players could not go into.
One thing away from Colorado, and you've been so gracious with your time, but I need your thought on Ohio State and Texas tomorrow. And a big picture, you know, we're in Ohio here, so I got to see if you think the Buckeyes can pull it off and what it means for Ryan Day.
Yeah, you know, I'm going with Ohio State all the way. I think they win the whole thing. I think the lessons that they learned from the Michigan game and from the whole season, losing a couple games, I think that team has prospered from it. They probably needed it. But I think right now they're the most explosive team and the team most likely to win a championship. I think you look at those guys and go, they're playing at a level higher than anybody else right now.
Gary, your expertise is somebody who's been embedded in that program for a very long time, as a tremendously successful college head coach in your own right, for across the board. All of this was much needed and very much appreciated. We appreciate you, and I hope you get to enjoy the playoffs as well as you kind of watch the rest of the college football season play out.
Getting ready to do it pretty quick here, so appreciate it, guys. Great being with you.
Thank you so much. Gary Barnett there, former Colorado head coach, current color analyst for the Buffaloes on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We don't have a lot of time to react to what he had to say. Some of that's going to be coming up on tomorrow's show. We do have In Case We Missed It next on 92.3 The Fan.